Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Well, this looks a little bit different than it did this afternoon, doesn't it, Tim?
Yes, it's quite nice. Welcome to the open door session here at the Geelong Arts Centre, Sony Music Australia, K-Rock. We're Tim and Jess. We're from The Drive Show here in Geelong. So if you've come from far away, we welcome you with open arms.
Big thanks to Geelong Arts Centre for having us here today. Give them a big round of applause. A big welcome to our K-Rock VIPs as well.
Looking down on us all. It's going to be an epic night. A few things before we get underway. If you have come here, there are a few things that we're pretty excited about. There's going to be a QR code that's going to pop up on a screen, or it's going to be somewhere.
There should be a screen up
there.
It's
going to be coming up in a moment. And you can scan that and you can get yourself a digital download of Guy's new album, which we're keen to talk about. But it's not just that.
It's $10 to buy, and obviously you get the full album, which is pretty exciting. But also you get an entry into a draw to win two tickets to Guy's Melbourne show.
Yep. So it's going to be VIP. You're going to be at the sound check. It is going to be like nothing you've ever seen before.
This is like a money count by experience, pretty epic.
So also, if you buy the album here tonight, that gives you access for potentially a meet and greet with Guy Sebastian. So afterwards, we'll come back on stage and tell you everything that's going on. But it's going to be an epic night. I think, Jess, there's a few Guy Sebastian fans here.
There might be. Have anybody big fan of Guy?
Yeah. Okay. So this is the part where we go, like, make some noise and then you do it.
Because Guy's literally just behind us. So if you could make some noise to make him know that he is loved here in Geelong, please, let's give him a big round of applause.
Okay. I mean, I was going to do the thing where it's like, oh, come on, a bit louder, but that was quite loud. So impressive stuff. But
so how tonight is going to work, basically, we're going to invite Guy onto the stage in a mere matter of minutes. And we are going to ask him a couple of questions, have a little bit of a Q&A with him. We've got some real hard-hitting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you've listened ABC to the Tim and Jess show, you know how hard-hitting we are. And then Guy is going to bring his guitar. It's right here. And he's going to play a couple of songs from his new album.
Just for you. So no more mucking around. What do you think?
Oh.
Welcome, Guy Sebastian!
Hello. This is exciting. I had walk-on music.
Like a wrestler.
That's good walk-on music, actually.
Yeah, I hear he's a good artist too. Should look into it.
I'll move this for a second so that's not...
We are so grateful to have you here, Guy. Obviously, a lot of people in Geelong have come here for open-door sessions.
Everybody.
People have travelled.
This looks so cool with the festoon lighting and everything. Hello out there as well. Thank you for coming. I know it was a little bit last minute, but I appreciate you guys making the effort. You guys have some cool seats.
Those are your VIPs up there, Guy.
I would be scared.
You're super fans.
I'm very scared of heights, so I'd be like in the back of my chair.
Your album, 100 Times Around the Sun, it's out now.
It's out.
It must be so exciting.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, definitely. I've worked on this album for over 4 years and that's way too long. But yeah, I don't know. I kept getting, I would write, I'd be inspired and then get a bit of momentum and then I'd have to jump into filming for The Voice or do something else. I was always busy and that's why I just decided to clear the diary and not do TV and just like be in my studio and finish the album and I was very happy. It was just a whole lot of months of just being creative and it was awesome. I really loved it. And getting it out's always scary, but I knew I had done everything I possibly could. I worked, you know, as hard as I could on the album. I overthought everything, rewrote verses, resampled snare drums and everything. And finally I was like, I can't do any more. I just need to release it. And I'm stoked. I'm stoked with how it's come out.
So, I mean, you've been travelling around the country the last week, going to different places. Geelong has to be your favourite, right?
Oh, I love Geelong. I do love Geelong.
We've loved having you here. You've come and performed in Geelong many times.
Yes.
You know, I've noticed that it's not really on your tour schedule for the next one.
Well, Mel...
Oh, boo. Yeah.
I know.
No, No.
Just be patient.
Okay, all right.
I promise you that down the line when I do a regional tour where I go all around the country, there's no way I will leave Geelong out. I will definitely... But if you want to see me before then, I will be playing just a couple of hours up the road towards the city in Melbourne.
Peer pressure works. Excellent. Yes. Good.
So obviously, like you, as Jess said, you've been around the country, but why Geelong? You were here in 2022 at Costa Hall. Everyone loved it. Yeah. Why did you feel like it was important to come here? And obviously, like people love you, mate.
It's Geelong I love, and I'm always reminded of Geelong because I took a photo many, many years ago. I love photography and I used to do it a lot. And I used to do a lot of landscape stuff. I'd stop wherever I'm on tour, I'd see like a windmill and a kangaroo and I'd like just pull over and just sneak up and do these little landscape like photos. And there's a Geelong, big panoramic photo that I did of the Geelong Pier and it was at sunset and it was just beautiful and it's up on my wall. And so I'm always... seeing Geelong every day, and but mostly I love coming here, like most places that get skipped, because I grew up in Adelaide, and Adelaide always gets skipped by a lot of my favourite artists. But I always feel the love, like even today, looking out and seeing you guys, some lined up from like midday, which is crazy. Thank you.
They're the front rowers.
That's
here.
That's amazing. Oh. I love you guys. Thank you. That's honestly means the world. I've been doing this for so long. How old are you? You're nine. So when I started, I was on it. Have you seen me on The Voice at all? You went to my concert. Thank you. You know, when I started, you were minus 13. True. That's a true story. And I had a big afro. And here you are. Thank you for coming. What's your name? Yasmin or Yasmin? That's cool. That's like fancy Jasmine. It's a really cool name. How old are you?
Nine
as well. Minus 13 you were as well.
But, but we actually had a couple of people calling up on the radio throughout the week that said that they voted for you in Australian Idol. How many people spent 50 cents?
Yasmin, you did not vote for me. Yeah, it's... Look, I've been talking about that this week. It's hard to explain that feeling of... Like I know I've been busy and you know, my team are like, are you all right? Like, you've been all over the place and you've been busy. But it is... I used a word backstage and I said privilege. It is... Like, after so many years, it's a privilege that I still get to do this. And being busy is great. And getting back to doing this stuff, like, the streaming era sort of took a lot of this sort of stuff away. But back in the day, I used to sign CDs and it was just cool. And so doing that this week, I went to Westfield in Adelaide, my hometown. That was packed. And it was like level after level and everyone turned up. And then I did one in Parramatta. I did one in Darwin. It's been awesome just getting to see people and give them a hug and hear what the songs mean. It's pretty special. So, yeah.
You performed at the Logies just a couple of weeks ago, Get It Done, the song you walked out to off your new album as well. What's it like? Like the Logies, I imagine you've been going for a really long time. Getting to play your new music, I know like Richard Marx performed as well. It must be really cool just getting out there. And it was the same day that you announced a national tour. So it must have been a pretty big day.
It was a big day. The Logies is always fun, always a lot of fun. I always, you know, it's funny. I don't really get nervous singing because I've been doing it for so long and I enjoy it so much. I look forward to it as opposed to like... but I'm more nervous of the red carpet situation. It's like, it's so intense and there's people glammed up and you can almost smell the ambition at those events, you know. It's like and it just makes me weird. It makes me like a bit insular and I get a bit weird on red carpets, but I try my best. I'm like smiling and... But yeah, I'm more nervous about that part of it than the actual performance. I love singing, I love performing, and so it's, yeah, that part's easy.
Well, I mean, speaking of the Logies red carpet, you probably got asked a bunch of weird questions. This is going to... Just stick with me here. A lot of people can hear you around the country, but now we can kind of smell you as well.
Yes.
I don't want to make anyone jealous, but we got to whiff a guy backstage.
I'm lactose intolerant, and unfortunately I had some yogurt this morning. And, oh, no. Oh, now I'm with you. Okay. I get
no,
you.
We walked into Guy's dressing room.
I didn't know you heard it.
Yeah.
I'm joking. That's a joke.
And we said, oh, my God, it smells amazing in here. And he was like, oh, actually, yeah, I've released a perfume as well.
That's right. It was a perfume because pop stars don't fart.
Yeah. So.
Yes, that's the truth.
Can you tell us a little bit about Ive? Because it's available now at Chemist Warehouse, right?
It is, yeah. I've worked on Ive for over a year. Gee, I take a long time to do things. But fragrance is, it's, I don't know, I've always been obsessed with fragrance. And whenever I do like radio interviews or whatever, they always comment, they're like, you smell great. I attribute it back to my dad. My dad, he's my hero. I love him. And his name's Ivan. And my mum used to call him Ive. And so I named the aftershave after him. He's been like battling some sickness recently, and so he's a little trooper, and I just love him. And so, yeah, my dad was a geologist, and so he'd go away to oil rigs for a month, home for a month, away for a month, home for a month, pretty much our whole lives. My mum raised 4 rat bag boys on her own for half of the time. But yeah, Dad, I think it was that picture of seeing Dad leave for work, and his smell would linger, you know, like that scent would linger, and it represented like, oh, he's out there so that we can go to school, and like he's, you know, working hard for us as a family. And you sort of have that hero as a boy, you've got that heroic sort of picture of your dad. And yeah, scent's always been important to me. But every time I ask somebody, dude, what are you wearing? That smells amazing. And I Google it, it's always like $300 or something. It's always the super expensive ones. And I wanted to create something that still smelt different and unique. So I love stuff that's like oudi, wood, leather, tobacco, like that. Mm-hmm. That kind of earthy scent that has this real grounding, but it's still a little bit sweet. And yeah. And so it took a while to develop that. But we finally got something, and it's like $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse.
Score.
So I what I've loved is like all my mates, when they smell, they're like, smells expensive. And I'm like, yes.
Actually, Guy gave himself a spritz before, so anyone in the front row, you can probably cop a whiff now.
I'll be honest. We got invited into a Guy Sebastian waft, and it was not on my bingo card. But...
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.